The building itself will contain accident and emergency. It would have 6 major operating theatres. It would have a critical care area. As is mentioned before, you would have a radiology. There would be day surgery. There's a wards which would add up to, as I say, about 130 beds. There's a private ward. It also includes a private ward, which has about 11 beds. The hospital will also have isolation units. So in case of a pandemic or a particular type of ailment that you'd want to contain the patient in an area, there are many isolation units. Each of the wards have their own isolation units, male and female. There's an intensive care unit, of course. There is a traumatology and orthopedic ward. There is an outpatient ward. There is a rehabilitation center within the hospital. So those are especially in the who are coming off various types of surgeries can be rehabilitated, physically rehabilitated through a gym and other types of rehab treatments.